Hey everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scope for the 24th of March. So today, the Moon enters Virgo, Venus makes a semi-sextile to the Moon's North Node, and Venus also makes a sextile to Jupiter as well. Okay, so Venus's semi-sextile to the Moon's North Node is a subtle energy that helps us to embrace new relationships or increase the connection in our existing relationships. It allows us to sort of like be emotional, express our feelings, be more open to understanding other people's point of view, and you know, it supports us in being more loving, working in harmony and cooperating and compromising. Some of you may just have a sense of good fortune because this energy just brings a power of, you know, everything's going to be all right. And Venus's sextile to Jupiter also supports this energy, giving us the power to be more charming, charismatic, attractive to other people, not just by looks, but it could just be by qualities and stuff like that as well. It supports us in expanding our horizons, being open to new experiences, and just having more gratitude, having more of a sense of abundance and openness about life. Negatively, Venus's semi-sextile to the Moon's North Node can make us struggling our personal needs with our own needs, so it's important to maintain healthy boundaries and not lose sight of your own goals in the process. Negatively, it can make us overindulge, be too excessive in our optimism, and we can sort of like overlook risks and the potential consequences of our actions as well. This is a great time to deepen bonds with your sort of like those you care about as well, and just take calculated risks and trust more in your own sort of like ability to repair and receive love. And the Moon's in Virgo, as I said, and you can check out all about that on a separate audio, but this supports us be more organized and planning in our relationships. But just watch out, because Virgo energy can make us kind of like critical of ourselves and others, wanting things our own way, and that can get in the way of Venus's sextile to Jupiter and Venus's semi-sextile to the Moon's North Node, which at the highest end both wants us to be more positive, weighing up the risks of our actions, and be grounded, yeah, but also just take some time out for love, even if it's dating yourself. If you are single, you can have a date night, make yourself a nice meal. If you're in a couple, you can do the same as well. Just do things to be open to the love vibration today. This is what this energy supports us, just bringing clarity and nourishing our own well-being and others, and just and being able to care for others as well without sacrificing our own energy. It wants us to find that, you know, that nice balance between loving ourselves and others. So content creators can talk about the importance of self-love and how we need to balance that with the love of others, talking about how being open to new connections after heartbreaks can help us have more hope and optimism in life, and the benefits of being more optimistic than pessimist, and being realistic. This doesn't mean you know, being optimistic doesn't mean you have to not see the crap in the world. The world is crazy, but as I do more work on myself, I understand it more, because I understand all the sadder sides of my own personality, and I understand that sometimes it's about, you know, we can say, for instance, I'm talking from the Western world, so it's easy for us to, we do have poverty and stuff in our countries, but then in other countries, we have a big problem with immigration worldwide. And I don't want to get political, but the thing is, if we were to be honest, and I know we're all saying like people will argue either way, but if we could help all countries have the resources we've had, and a lot of the time it means stop taking resources so we can live a better life, and just being more open and understanding that none of us, until when we're in another person's shoe, we can't say, we can have explanations, and psychoanalyze and astrology can give us interpretations, but until when we walk in each other's shoes, we're not going to be able to understand each other. So just giving tips on how we can just be more open-minded in our relationships and tolerate, and not tolerate in a way where we're like, oh, righteous, my way's better than yours, but just understanding that this person may be different from me, but I still love them anyway, and not to allow them to disrespect you and go over your boundaries and abuse you in any way or anything. That's not what I'm talking about. It's about being aware that, you know, we can all get along with each other, and at first to be able to achieve this kind of utopia I'm talking about. No, sorry, but I do believe in this. We all have to sort of like work on healing ourselves from the outside in. So just giving tips on how creativity and expressing our, even if we sing out of key, which I do, you know, how doing that, the things that make you happy, can just make you have a more positive outlook on life. And also maybe talking about how visualization exercises, expressing gratitude and intention setting exercises can help us heal as well. So yeah, that was the Daily Scope for the 24th of March.